good morning glory. Hallelujah to you. Of course, those are the wise words from Steven Tyler from Moving Out. My name is Corey Morissette. Welcome to Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited. Joining me as always is my good buddy from Long Island, New York, St. John himself, John Mariano. How are you this fine evening, sir?
Oh, I am doing terrific, my friend. I had such a week this week.
Did you? Tell us all about it.
Well, I was going to build a lot of suspense, but dude, we got a sponsor.
What? Already? This is show four. Is it show four or show five? I can't remember at this point.
I mean, it's not. I'm not going to throw in the negatives like it's not paid or anything, but we got a sponsor.
So it's completely unpaid, but we got a sponsor?
We completely unpaid, but Ken Knapsack's Pop Rock and Radio, official sponsor of our podcast.
Wow. The official sponsor of Backtracks, Pop Rock and Radio with Ken Knapsack. If you don't know this show, search it out on Mixcloud. It's free to listen to. Ken Knapsack is one of the best DJs out there. He's playing tremendous music, and he's going live on Saturdays and Wednesdays. Is that correct, John?
Pretty much. It's not every Saturday or every Wednesday. Sometimes he takes a week off or a day off, but primarily Wednesdays and Saturdays he goes live. Wednesdays it's normally afternoon on East Coast time, so or maybe noonish or so on the West Coast. And it's Saturday evenings. He normally goes live 9-ish Eastern and 6 Pacific. But he does incredible shows where he's doing tracks from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. And I don't know why we skip an entire decade whenever we say something like that, but we do. He has it all covered, and he takes requests. If you subscribe to him on Mixcloud, and you can listen to him through Mixcloud, but it is a hell of a show, and I highly recommend it.
Ken Knapsack is just a tremendous human being, a good friend of ours. He's done other stuff for us. You can see him all over the place.
He does a lot of charity work. He supports our good friend Jeff Saunders with his charity efforts. And many others with their charity efforts too. He uses his platform for good, and not that many folks nowadays do. So, we support people who do good things around here, and Ken Knapsack supports us, and we certainly support him.
He is one of the best. And if you're a fan of Star Wars, he talks about that. If you're a fan of Game of Thrones, he talks about that. But we're here to talk about music, and Ken plays some fantastic, fantastic music. And I know he's even done some requests for John and I back and forth, and I can feel another one coming. I feel like a song I want to request for you, John. It may have to do with a St. Elmo's Fire or A Man in Motion. I don't know yet, but it may be coming your way on the next edition of Pop Rock and Radio with Ken Knapsack.
We got to keep it on brand, Corey, and we got to talk Aerosmith because that's what we do around here. And we have a dice, folks, and we have six sides on that dice, with six songs. And one of those songs we're about to start talking about. Once we roll the dice, we get the song, we talk about the song, we decide whether or not the song makes the mixtape. The first 18 songs, no matter what, make the mixtape. And then we start battling it out to see which songs hang around and become the definitive Aerosmith mixtape we give to a new fan to explain to them who Aerosmith is and why we love them. Corey, with that, do you want to tell the folks what's on the dice this week?
Absolutely. We got some holdovers from our first episode that haven't been spun yet, and we got some new tracks on there too. So let's start with John's contribution to the dice. Those include Rats in the Cellar, fantastic 70s song, Permanent Vacation, and The Other Side, a great song from 1989's Pump. My three contributions this week are Chip Away the Stone, Falling in Love Is Hard on the Knees, and No More, No More from Toys in the Attic, which I just added last week because we rolled one of my songs, Let the Music Do the Talking. Currently on the mixtape, John dug the track, but we're not quite sure how long it's going to stay on there. There's going to be some interesting discussion, because I think it's a song that really kind of defines Aerosmith, and I think it could have a pretty long run, but John maybe disagrees. But also, as John said, if you listen to last week, his opinion changes almost hourly, it seems like, on anything. So we're now one full week later, John. Has your opinion changed at all on Let the Music Do the Talking?
I think it has a little bit, Corey. I gotta tell you, I listened to it like two or three times. Like I said, I was gonna do my best to pump it up on my iTunes. So I stopped playing random. I just threw it on there a couple of times in my car. It's growing on me, man. I don't know. I could have been wrong last week. We'll find out in 15 weeks, 14 weeks or so, if it starts sticking around. But I think there's hope.
Awesome. I love hearing that. Now, it's been two Corey tracks, one John track. I'm hoping for a John track tonight. I know it's in kind of my back pocket, what I'm hoping for. Is there anything on the dice in particular that you're kind of hoping we roll this week?
I don't remember what I said last week.
But last week you said no, you were cool with anything.
Yeah. No, I don't know that I am. I feel like I want it to be one of my songs because I feel like I start rooting for my team a little bit now because I'm down 2-1 and I don't want to be down 3-1. So I really hope it's one of my songs.
I love it that it's a competition. I don't want to be down 3-1. Already we're at each other's throats, John. It's show. What the heck are we on? 5?
5 or 4, depending on if you pick count the first one. I don't know, man.
Yeah, the first one is 0. It's hard to tell. We only got about 340 left to go, so.
I say you roll this dice and we keep this train rolling.
All right, I'm ready. Here we go. Rolling the dice, and we're going to come up with No More, No More. It's the new track I put on last week from Toys in the Attic. John, you're falling behind, buddy.
I am falling in love, and it's hard on my knees, my friend.
Oh, but this is a great song from Toys in the Attic. I think you're going to be happy with this one. Does this one ring a bell with you? Or have you listened to Toys in the Attic a lot?
Corey, this one's on the mixtape already, and it may be hard pressed to be taken off. I can tell you that much. It's one of my favorite Aerosmith songs. I guess that's a spoiler for whatever this episode's going to have in store. But God, I love this track.
It's a great song. If people don't know, like, it's one of the deeper cuts from Toys in the Attic. Of course, people know the big hits like Toys in the Attic, Walk This Way, Sweet Emotion. We're all from this album, but No More, No More, written by Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, way back in the day, 1975. This was released, recorded at the Record Plant. Jack Douglas back to produce this album after he did Get Your Wings as well. What do you say, John? This album is ranked 228th on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. When you're talking about, you know, 70s Aerosmith, it doesn't get a lot better than this album.
No, when you talk about great albums, it doesn't get much better than this album. Like, I know people will argue, like, all-time greatest albums, and they'll throw the ones that are always in the argument. But there's no reason why this album with these tracks doesn't belong in that conversation.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. This is a classic album through and through. What do you say, John? Let's give a listen to No More, No More from 1975's Toys in the Attic. Now, before we get too deep into it, John, I just wanted to get your take on the intro there. You got a very nice kind of Joe Perry intro with the band coming in, but it kind of sets the mood for the song. What do you think listening to that opening refrain of No More, No More?
I feel like the instrumentals are already telling a story of the song. Like, there's a bit of a bluesiness, a bit of a hardness coming in. Like, it starts off a little slow with a little strumming, and then we get hit with that hard riff really quickly, and it just, like, to me, this is the soul of Aerosmith right now in a lot of ways. And it's like, you know, when I said that this song is going to be a keeper and it's going to be hard pressed to be taken off, like, if we're putting 18 songs on, this is going to be near the top, near the one or two by the end of that 18, you know, unless some signature tracks show up on the dice in these first 18. It's gonna be leading the pack.
Oh, absolutely. And this is a song I kind of forgotten about. Like, I listened to Toys, you know, all the big hits that came off of Toys, and then it kind of got away from that, listened to their like 90s output and stuff. And then when I saw them in 2015, they played No More, No More. They just kind of started reintroducing it into the set. I'm like, holy crap, that's a banger. I forgot all about that track. And it's wonderful. And you talk about musically how this fits Aerosmith. The first two lines of this song are, "Blood stains the ivories on my daddy's baby grand. ain't seen the daylight since we started this band. Fantastic lyric, right? That's Steven Tyler at his best.
I mean, I feel like that's a spoiler alert, Corey.
Sorry.
With the way to tickle in the ivories here, this song belongs as much in a blues bar as it does at a hard rock concert. Like, it is such an interesting sound, you know, because you have the driving Joe Perry riffs and everything, and it definitely has a hardness to it. But this, the blues influence is all over this song in so many ways, and it, from the lyrics to the piano. Corey, what are your thoughts on it so far?
You know what? I'm thinking this is a my initial thought was this is a band that's really focused. You know, in those first two albums, there's great stuff there, but it almost seems disjointed. And we heard that a little bit on Lord of the Thighs. There's good elements there. They didn't quite fit together like we expect in Aerosmith song too. Whereas this album and this song really, I think, showcases that, right? Everything just fits together really nicely. Steven sounds great. Lyrics, phenomenal. Store-bought clothes falling apart at the seams. Tea leaf reading gypsies fortune telling my dreams. That's amazing. Like, Steven Tyler as a lyricist is really second to none. There's some great ones out there. And Steven Tyler is right up there with the best in the business.
You know, we don't talk enough about what a great songwriting duo Perry and Tyler are. Like, we talk about some of the greats. You know, you always hear Lennon and McCartney. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear a lot of the great
Jagger Richards.
So many great duos over time, and lost in the shuffle a lot are the Toxic Twins. And here they are. And the, can we just get back to the song? Because God, I'm loving this.
We can. And I just want to point out that, you know, in the late 80s, 90s, they started working with outside writers. And like you said, this is a duo that you put up there with the Lennon McCartneys, the Jagger Richards of the world, right? And then they're working with Diane Warren and even like Jack Blades and Tommy Shaw on a song like Shut Up and Dance. And you forget those two together created classic songs like No More, No More. So let's keep it rolling. Holiday Inn, lock the door with a chain. You love them and you hate them, but to me, they're all the same. If that isn't the lyric that sums up life on the road for a band in the 70s, I don't know what is.
The telling the story, the painting the picture, the putting you in the moment in time. I don't know if the big songs on this album don't hit, right? Like, maybe if they weren't on this album, you have to think that this would have been one of the big hits off of this one, right?
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even a single. Wasn't even a single. The singles off this album are Sweet Emotion, Walk This Way, and You See Me Crying.
Right. And two of those songs are to this day played everywhere, right? And not just big time hits, two of Aerosmith's biggest hits of all time, two of hard rock's biggest hits of all time. And off of the same album. I just feel like this is one of those albums that if we listen to every song off of it, we wouldn't remove a track. Like, it's a perfect album.
And we're going to listen to every single track on this album eventually. But yeah, go up and down the Toys in the Attic. Uncle Salty, which is really kind of a cool tune. Adam's Apple, Walk This Way, Big 10-inch Record. Geez, I wonder what that song's about. Sweet Emotion, No More, No More, Round and Round, and You See Me Crying. They're all fantastic. You're right. This is top to bottom. Maybe a perfect album.
So this is when Aerosmith, to me, becomes Aerosmith, this album.
Yeah. No, I could definitely see that. Toys in the Rack was really as good as self-titled and Get Your Wings were. Man, quantum leap forward with Toys in the Attic.
Yeah. Let's hit the core. We'll be right back.
No, not really a chorus actually in this song, John. You kind of get a little bridge there with "Baby, I'm a Dreamer, found my horse and carriage," and then they just kick into the next verse again. So really, the chorus is just that kind of double refrain of "No more, no more" after every verse.
Well, what's funny is we got a triple refrain there.
Yes, that one, yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we got a triple refrain. So I guess it's like that was their way of changing up. But I love that "Baby, I'm a Dreamer, found my horse and carriage." Like, you can see me on video singing along to this, it's not that, Corey. Like, God, I love this song.
It's fantastic. Let's keep it rolling. Okay, again, stalemate, jailbait ladies can't refuse. You love them, then you leave them with your sold out reviews.
Corey, this episode is going to be 2.5 hours long because every time Steven Tyler sings two lines, you're breaking down
so how good. Great those.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But God, the listeners are going to have to listen to this podcast at 5 times the speed just to get through it, man.
No, everyone's going to agree with me. They're going to say stop it after every two lines because the lyrics are that good.
They are so good. And God, this is really the Aerosmith at the top of the game.
Yeah.
Corey, as good as this song is, I think I figured out how it gets knocked off of the mixtape.
Uh-oh.
I do. It just kind of occurred to me. As good as the studio version of the song is, it's actually better live.
Oh, it is better live, but was it live on a different release? That's the question.
That's the question. We're going to need to find that out. Why don't we continue listening to the song? And when we come back, we'll clue the fans in on if we are going to maybe bump this off later at a later date.
And we haven't really had a guitar solo yet. We just kind of it kind of felt like that was the spot for it, right? After "Bound to Be Wife and Marriage, Baby, I'm a Dreamer, Found My Horse and Carriage," you expect something there.
You are not getting me to knock this love fest right now. There is nothing taking me out of the fact of how great this track is right now.
All right, let's keep it rolling.
We'll be right back.
All right, John, what are your thoughts on putting the guitar solo in essence at the end of the song?
I don't mind having the outro. I wouldn't change a thing about the song. Steven Tyler has said about this song, it's kind of his road diary. And it makes a lot of sense. Lyrically, it feels that way. It flows that way. I think that a guitar solo in the middle of it might interrupt his train of thought and the flow of the song a little bit. Like, it just flows. What are your thoughts?
Love it. Love it. Love everything about this song. And while we're listening to it, I was looking, is there a live version on an official release? And there was. On 2014's Aerosmith Rocks Donington. So this is very much later in their career, back when they kind of reintroduced No More No More to the set list. So if someone is so inclined to ever put that on the dice, it'll be interesting to see. It's called Rocks Donington for a reason. This was Aerosmith, you know, 2014. They were really killing it. And like that was a particularly good show. That's why they put it out. I don't even know if they ever like kind of planned on it until after the gig. Like, holy fuck, we fucking killed. Let's put this thing out as a live album. So there is a live version out there if you want to put that on the dice at some point, my friend.
I'm pretty sure it's going to make it on there because I just for comparison's sake and for the only chance to maybe knock this off, because I think we can find the keeper, Corey.
Oh, yeah. No More, No More is a great one, and one you don't right away think of when you think of Toys in the Attic, but it's one that I do just because even though the song, an album with Sweet Emotion and Toys in the Attic and Walk This Way, No More, No More may be my favorite song on that album.
My introduction to Toys in the Attic was buying Pandora's Box years ago. And when I first heard this track, this became a keeper instantly. It was my introduction to a lot of the deeper cuts of Aerosmith, this being one of them. And this is among my favorites. And this is something, if I were going to teach my kids about Aerosmith, I would have them listen to.
Very good call. So this is for sure currently on the mixtape and could have a long life there. If John and I are right now, we're thinking, you know, this could be one of the final 18. It certainly has the potential to be there. The question is, what am I going to replace No More No More with on the dice now that it's off? It's another Corey pick. And last week I mentioned, John, you had mentioned that you wanted kind of something newer because you were just kind of introducing yourself to everything after like 97 Aerosmith. So you didn't hear a lot of Just Push Play or Honkin' on Bobo or Music from Another Dimension. And I'm going to pick a song from Music from Another Dimension. This is one of my favorites. It's a song called Oh Yeah.
Well, that sounds interesting. I can honestly say I've never heard this track. So it'll be interesting because first time that we listen to it will be, or the first time I listen to it will be the first time we listen to it together. So you're going to get an actual reaction out of me with that track.
I'm hoping it comes up next show then, because it's got a dirty little groove. It's got some cool female background singers. It sounds like just an updated version of an old 70s Aerosmith song.
I feel like you're spoiling it for me, Corey. Like I'm going to a cold. I only know two words, oh and yeah.
You know what? It's dog shit. You're going to hate it. That's all I'll say.
All right. That sounds good. I can't wait for that episode.
So next week on the dice, we still have Chip Away the Stone, Rats in the Cellar, Falling in Love is Hard on the Knees, Permanent Vacation, and The Other Side. And I am adding this week, Oh Yeah, from 2012's Music from Another Dimension. An album not a lot of casual Aerosmith fans will know, but the diehards will know, you know, there's some decent stuff on that album.
We're going to head out of here in a minute, but can you give me one thing you truly love about Aerosmith and like a reason why you want to do the show?
Groove.
Putting you on the spot a little bit here.
You know what? I like songs with a groove to it, and I love riffs. I'm a sucker for a good riff. Aerosmith has some tremendous riffs and some tremendous guitar work. And really it's Brad Whitford, Tom Hamilton, Joe Perry laying down that groove with Joey Kramer back there as well. I could also throw Steven Tyler's lyrics out there as well as being a real favorite, but Aerosmith always was a groove band to me, even when in the 1980s, when I first discovered them, and you have bands like Bon Jovi, Cinderella, Whitesnake, like, you know, a different genre. Like this is very much a dirty blues based band, kind of like Led Zeppelin, because they were very influenced by Led Zeppelin and ZZ Top and bands of that ilk. And that's kind of the music I gravitate to. Van Halen was very much a band inspired by those bands as well, and so was Aerosmith. And it's that groove based rock that I kind of gravitate to. What would your answer be, John?
It's a combination of Perry and Tyler, right? Which is weird because it's Tyler Perry, but it's totally that combination. Like the whole band, I love a band that can jam. I love a band that can extend a song into a jam and turn like a 3 minute radio tune into like a 7 minute live show. And they can absolutely 100% do that. But Tyler's lyrics and his vocals mixed in with Perry's guitar, it's just magic. And it's been like that since I was a kid. And it's definitely not changing now on this re-listen. I can't wait for next week when we roll the dice again. I'm gonna go ahead out of here in a little bit. I gotta go practice riding horses with my buddy Ken. We do that every Tuesday night on Twitch, but we do practice, or we call it practice, but we basically play video games for fun in our off time. And I gotta go support them because they're our big sponsor. Every Saturday and Wednesday with Pop Rock and Radio on Mixcloud.
That's right. Everybody should check out Mixcloud. Is there any conditions to the sponsorship, John? Basically, we promote him as the sponsor. He pays us $0. Is there any other conditions that we have to be mindful of?
I can't talk about the terms of the contract, Corey. It's like that's one of the binding conditions of it. I can tell you that he also has a book called Why We Love Star Wars available on Amazon. If you want to check out more of Ken's work, and it sounds weird because I'm plugging my friend Ken, but the reality is I have nothing myself to plug. Like I do this because I love it. And you asked me to do this. And I told you I'm going to do this because I love it and I have nothing to promote myself. So I'm going to promote Ken.
And it's well worth it because if anyone deserves promotion, it's Ken Knapsack. Everybody check him out. KenKnapsack.com is the website if you want to see everything the man does. But I would absolutely recommend checking out Pop Rock and Radio on Mixcloud.
I do want to promote something else I've been listening to lately, though. Ooh. I've been listening to this podcast. It's growing on the Apple charts pretty quickly in the spoken music categories.
You know what? It sounds awful. I'm going to stop it right there. It sounds great. It sounds terrible. Let's not promote it.
It has some of the best chemistry, easily the best chemistry of that genre. And one of us is on that show.
What?
And it's not me.
No.
And yeah, it's And the Podcast Will Rock. And the Podcast Will Rock.
And the Podcast Will Rock, a kind of a play on And the Cradle Will Rock, which was a
fantastic. And the Podcast Will Rock. And as I was saying it, I was second guessing myself. I'm like, I want to say Cradle, but it's not that. It's podcast. It's not.
Yeah.
As you and Mark Kammeyer are freaking fucking killing it, man.
Well, thank you very much. We're having a lot of fun with that show.
I edited myself and I realized this is an explicit podcast.
You don't need to. Go ahead. Let the fuck fly, my friend.
You guys are fucking killing it, dude. And I am so proud of you. And goddamn, it's good, dude.
Oh, it's been tremendous. You know, we're 17, 18 shows. By the time you listen to this show, we're going to be like 20 some shows in into that show. And tremendous guests coming on the show. Van Halen News Desk did a piece on us. A lot of people checking out the show. The highest we've ranked is number 6 on the iTunes charts. Under music commentary, which is a category, John, if this show ever takes off, that's where we'll be listed under is music commentary. So here's open. Let's get Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited up to those lofty heights set by Mark Kammeyer and myself.
Look, I have no aspirations. My job here is to talk Aerosmith and plug other shows.
And you're doing a fantastic job of it, my friend. So that's where you can find me. I want to see kind of my day job is on and the podcast Will Rock, but you can also find me at CD Marset on Twitter and Instagram. And you can also find me wishing I had an Xbox so I could play Red Dead Redemption with John and Ken. Cause man, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. We ride around the Wild West and we cause a lot of havoc, and it's a little bit of rock and roll in the Wild West, and it's fun.
Well, there you have it, folks. You can find John there every Tuesday playing with Ken Knapsack. You can find Ken doing Pop Rock and Radio Saturdays and Wednesdays normally. Sometimes he mixes it up. Just got to follow Ken and Pop Rock and Radio on Twitter and all your socials to kind of get the schedule. I would highly recommend logging on though during one of his live shows, because you know Ken turns his camera on. There's usually a great chat room going, throwing out requests. It's a really tremendous time. And you know, if you're so inclined and you like Van Halen and you want to check out End the Podcast Full Rock, Mark and I would sure appreciate it. But tonight, for John Mariano and myself, Corey Morissette, we want to thank you very, very much for listening and checking out Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited. Damn, is a pretty good track here this week, John.
I mean, you're killing it. You're winning 3-1 right now, Corey. I gotta start making a comeback next week.
Where did you get those lips?
And where did you get those lips, John? People want to know.
My dad.
All right. And with that, we're going to give Stephen Towner the last word, as we always do. Take it away, Stephen.